You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into hour number two on this chilly, frosty January Saturday morning. Glad to have you with us. And we still got lots of fishing information to go. Captain Mike Gallo is going to join us. Brendan Bayard with our paddler's report. A lot of you kayakers are getting ready to put in the water for the Minimalist Challenge. He'll explain how that works and maybe give you some advice if you're a first-time fisherman and you're dealing with these very frigid temperatures, actually some dangerous temperatures. This is the season for hypothermia, and you certainly want to stay dry and out of the water during these times. All right, we also have Bad Boy, the outdoors guy. He admitted some really bad deeds with deer hunting, and they took his gun away, which is a good thing. And he may be looking at as much as $6,000 in fines. It's what we call our Bad Boys of the Outdoors, one of the favorite features on this program over the years. Well, next Saturday morning, we're going to vacate St. Hubert's Cathedral, the broadcast studio in the woods, and we're going to be over in Mandeville at Marsh and Bayou's Spring Fling. I was over there yesterday with Chris and Ben Tiblier, and boy, they got some really good things planned. We're going to start off with some good hot cocoa and coffee. Doesn't that sound good this morning? Maybe a little breakfast over there. They're going to have special sales. They've got a lot of prizes that they're going to be giving away, so you want to get by and register. A little later on in the day, the Martian Bayou crew with a K, they're going to do a little bit of cooking. Double D is providing some products over there, too. Chris Abels is going to be there. He is their fly fishing guru. He's going to be demonstrating how to tie flies and also giving some fly fishing tips and demonstrations. Particularly if you're a newcomer, you might want to make it by there. Phil Logan of Explore Kayak Adventures is going to make an appearance. Some of the reps with Grundens, like Dennis Bro. Be glad to see Dennis Bro. I hadn't seen him in a while. We've also got some boat captains. We'll be doing some fishing seminars. It's going to be informal. You just got some general questions about fishing an area or getting some advice. Captains Casey Bruning's going to be there, David Alfonso, and Justin Bowles. They'll all be out there on location to talk with you, chat with you, meet with you, and give you some great fishing advice. They're also going to have some sample food tastings from a really great local grocery right there. Quista Pace is going to be there, too. And we'll be part of it with the outdoor show. We'll be there. The store is going to open early, 5 a.m. as we go on the air, and they'll be open till 5 p.m. Lots of sales. It's called a pre-spring fling. It's a Martian Bayou's retail store. You know them for the magazine they've had for years. Well, they've got a really nice store. It's on Florida Boulevard, also known as Highway 190 in Mandeville, which is the main drag. Come by and see us. Love to talk to you. Love to meet you. 5 a.m. till 7, we'll do the radio show, and then all the celebration and festivities goes on till 7 o'clock. That's going to be next Saturday morning, Marsh and Bayou. All right, we come back after this. We're going to get our Born on the Bayou report. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. We'll find out what he's doing on this cold Saturday morning. What's his plans to put a few fish in the boat? We'll be back with that right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, so here's the situation. You decide to go out and fish on these cold weather days and low tides, and you run aground and you're stuck and you need a way out. Who are you going to call? Well, you ain't going to call Ghostbusters. You're going to call either the Coast Guard or CETO, and either way it's going to be very expensive unless you've got a CETO policy. For $179 for a whole year, your membership gets you unlimited fuel drops, those tow-ins, jump starts, whatever it takes to get you back in safely and in a hurry. CETO's like having AAA on the water, and it's one phone call away. You call Captain Chris Orfanello at 504-301-4545. He'll sign you up, or a simple click Tecito.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And Mike, I know you've been known to sometimes delay your trips on mornings like this to get a little sunshine, let that water warm up a little bit. Is that the plan this morning?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, I think we'll delay this trip till March.
Oh, well, you don't really have to, but, you know, March ain't going to be much warmer either. We get some pretty good cold weather in March and some windy days, too. So what's your plan today? You had a trip canceled or postponed, or what's happening?
No, I didn't have a trip for today, Don. This time of year where the water gets low and cold, I just don't get near as many opportunities as some of our other captains down south where the water temperatures are a little warmer. But I didn't have anything planned for today. Been working on my dock as usual in the off season. But you know, this reminds me, you and I and Uncle Dan made a trip in some really cold weather in some of those dead end canals, not far from my lodge. It was over 10 years ago, but we had a really good trip, and this is the type of weather where those fish will want to get in that deep water that's not really moving a whole lot, and you drag your bait pretty slow down on the bottom, really light bite. When you find them, usually they're concentrated. You can catch a fair amount of them. So that's what today's weather makes me think of. It's that type of day.
Yeah, I can recall that, and I can recall a day when you and Dudley and I went fishing, and Dudley almost broke his mustache off. It froze on him that day, and we were fishing over there off the Intercoastal, and that's another area that water, for whatever reason, has a tendency to stay a little bit warmer this time of year, and a lot of times you can get out of the wind if you get there by that big wall that they got built, too.
Yeah, those fish will want to get in deeper water, and what we think takes place that deep down is the water temperature just doesn't change as much. They get acclimated to whatever that temperature is down there, and they get used to it. One thing I can tell you is as that water gets colder and colder, they'll want to get out of the current where they can just sort of rest on the bottom and not have to waste any energy swimming against the current. So all throughout the year as you're fishing, you look for areas where there's eddies and there's current lines and things like that. And in the areas that you're accustomed to fishing, you want to fish away from those eddies and away from those current lines. Those fish will get further away where there's less current, and they'll have to expend less energy in working against the current. They'll still feed if bait comes close by, but they won't make a big effort and sit right in the current looking for food. But they won't necessarily go very far from where they were when it was warmer. We had warmer water temperatures just 4 or 5 days ago. So they haven't moved very far. A couple hundred yards will get them in less moving water. They'll still feed. It's just down on the bottom. I like to downsize my lure presentation. I like to go with fluorocarbon line, and I use 10 to 12 pound tests, kind of downsize everything. Water's usually a lot clearer, and you know, you don't want the fish to see your line, give you the most opportunity to get a bite.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana about some cold weather fishing. Mike, I asked Jeff this question this morning about what is the absolute lowest temperature when bass would still bite. What is the lowest water temperature you can remember catching fish, catching speckled trout or redfish? Redfish have a higher tolerance for the cold water than do the trout. But, you know, I know you keep a lot of good records and you monitor that very closely. What's the lowest water temperature you can remember actually catching fish in?
Well, Don, the day you and I, our surface water temperature was like 49. And it's one of 3 days that I've caught speckled trout in temperatures below 50. So that's always my conversation when I have clients or potential clients call on the phone. And we're talking about, you know, fishing in the fall of the year and winter of the year. And I just, you know, I just tell them, once your water temperatures get to be 54 and below, the fishing really gets tough. It really slows down. If there's not live bait available, you're probably not going to find any live bait. So you're going to be relegated to fishing just plastics down on the bottom, like we talked about, a slow presentation. And that can be tough for someone who hasn't fished quite a bit and is used to that really, really light bite. So that would be my answer. From 53, 54 below, really, really tough. From 57, those fish will still bite, a little bit harder bite, and they'll be scattered throughout the water column. Now, that's as far as speckled trout. I've caught redfish in water temperatures in the low, I'd say 44, somewhere in that neighborhood, 42 to 44 degrees. What generally happens with redfish, by the time we get temperatures that cold, we've had a lot of north wind, and it blows a lot of water out of the marsh. So the good thing is the redfish are not in the ponds. They'll be in the bayous where you are. It's just a matter of, you know, a stealth presentation, because they will get spooky. They're kind of confined. They feel like they know they're confined, so they're really, really spooky. A lot of times I'll see them mud boils and such as you're moving along, and when you find a concentration of them, you may just have to sit for 15 or 20 minutes and let everything kind of quiet down as you're fishing, and slowly they'll come back around, and you can catch them when they come around. It's just getting to them because they get so skittish.
Yeah, they get real spooky in that thin water. Well, Mike, thanks for the reports and the tips. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and plan a trip in these upcoming weeks, they can find you on my website. Give them your website, what they'd like you to see there, and also the telephone number if they'd like to give you a call.
Sure. You can find me at aaofla.com. We're on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana as well. Or you can call us on the telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, stay warm on the dock, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. See you then. All right. So we might see Mike over at Southside Cafe. I'll be there in Slidell with the Bayou Wild TV crew this Monday afternoon from 4 to 6. We call it happy hours. We love to talk fishing with all the fishermen that stop by there. It's at Southside Cafe, Highway 11 in Slidell. All right. We come back after this. It's time to talk paddling for your fish. Brendan Bayard joins us, and we've got a lot of people participating in the Minimalist Challenge on a cold January morning. We'll be back with Brendan's report right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And our Paddler's Report, in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, is presented by Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find them in Baton Rouge, in mid-city of New Orleans, and also a location in Covington. All the best kayak fishing models like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft, lots of products. Also, you can find out more about their demonstration days at MasseyOutfitters.com or check them out on Facebook. Brendan Bayard joins us now, and Brendan, the Minimalist Challenge decided to proceed. It's going to be very, very cold conditions out there, going to be pretty much brutal. So there's going to be a lot of participants out there with a limited number of baits that they've been given, and they've got certain species they're going to be looking for. What's your best advice for kayak fishing in these kind of conditions for people that are going to be participating in that?
Yeah, Don, so the guys are delaying their launch until 7 a.m. just to keep conditions a little safer than normal because of the water conditions. But if I was down that way, I'd probably go and try to catch some redfish. I don't think trout are probably going to be a good option until you fill the rest of your bag. You're allowed this year to catch two reds, two bass, a sheephead, and some trout. But if the water conditions are where I guess they are, which we're probably going to be, you know, below 50 degrees, it's going to be really hard to find trout unless you're in a really deep dead-end canal kind of area. And there's just not really that many of those down in the St. Bernard area where they're fishing today, you know, accessible by kayaks. I think, you know, Bayou La Lutra is probably going to be a really hot spot today with kind of the jubilee sense of the redfish kind of cruising through there. I think you'll be able to catch some of those redfish over there in that Wycloski area. I think anywhere that's similar to that kind of setup is probably going to be the best bet for a day like today. I wish those guys luck. It's going to be tough. I'm actually fishing in a different location today. Had just a great opportunity to go fish, do some cold water fishing. So I have my oldest son. We're doing that today. Looking forward to that. I just have had a lot of success on days where it's been really cold and the fish stack up, and people are catching some really nice trout in some areas right now. And it was was just tugging on me a little too much. So I had to go do this. I have some fond memories of catching really big trout when I can't fill my hands, and that's what we're doing today.
Brendan, any other advice for keeping the hands warm, staying safe on a day like this when they're going to be out there?
Yeah, I use lots of layers on days like today. I have gloves. I have hand warmers in my gloves. I have neck gaiters on. I mean, you'll lose a lot of heat through your neck area out of your jacket. Beanies. Just lots and lots and lots of layers. Doing a kayak, pedaling around will warm you up pretty good, which is nice. But once you stop paddling, you'll start to, get cold again. So you might want to keep moving a little bit. It's one of those days. You just take a break, and sometimes you just stick your hand in your pocket with your hand warmers, warm them back up before you cast, because sometimes your hands get so cold, you feel like you're going to throw the reel out of your hand when you're making a cast. Pretty tough.
You know, one other bit of advice, because this is a multi-species challenge, maybe waiting to pursue the trout at the end of the day. As the water warms up, the sun's going to be out a little bit better, the trout might become more active. Maybe concentrate on the sheephead, the reds, and the flounder on the early part of the morning, and then maybe try to pick up some trout, you know, a bit later in the morning when it warms up. That's
yeah,
when they become more active.
About 3 or 4 years ago, we were fishing a minimalist challenge weather conditions just like this. And I remember on my depth finder, we had water conditions of about 46 degrees, and I could only catch redfish the whole morning. And then I was fishing some dead-end areas. This is when they had the tournament in Leeville. And then as the conditions got up to about, I think it was like 80 or 48, 48 and a half, I started getting a trout here and there. And lo and behold, like right before the cutoff of the tournament day, which was around 3 p.m., I started catching a few trout, you know, as that temperature got closer to 50. So if it's conditions like that, you might want to read your depth finder and, you know, see if you get some of those conditions creeping back towards 50. If there's making some significant changes in temperature, maybe a couple of degrees might help on a day like today.
Great advice. Okay, hope you guys do well over there, Brendan, and we'll have the results of the Minimalist Challenge next week when we get Eric on. Stay safe, stay warm, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Brendan Bayard, one of our two field reporters for the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club Paddlers Reports. All right, we come back after this, going to catch up on some of our text messages, talk a little bit about a great event that it's not too early to sign up that we'll be participating in called Gunning for a Cure. And it's also bad boy time. Pierre Partman busted. We'll tell you his story right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, checking our text message board. It says in my Robin Williams voice, so I'll try to. Good morning, Mr. Don. As always, listening to you on the way to the shop. That's my barber, Jason, wishing, I hope I had a great birthday. I did have a really good birthday, Jason. My birthday was celebrated when we were out at with Captain Kirk over at Hackberry Rod and Gun, and my co-host on Bayou Wild TV, Martha Spencer, was very thoughtful. She got a delicious cake and brought it out there, and it was loaded with candles, and we had a great time on my birthday. So thank you for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Here's a question. Does Mars have a bayou? I thought you said Martian bayou. I did, but it was Marsh, M-A-R-S-H, and bayou. You can't say it without saying Martian bayou. Either it's like quail legs and quail eggs. You say it, it sounds the same, no matter which one you're trying to say. But they may have a bayou on Mars, and if they do, they probably got some Martian fish in it. I don't know about it. Well, maybe we'll find out one day. But the Martian bayou that person's referring to is the retail store in Mandeville. We're going to be doing this show there next week on location, starting at a regular time of 5 a.m., so hope you come see us. Also want to mention Gunning for a Cure. March 12th, it's a ways down the road, but it's not too early to sign up. It's a sporting clays competition. They serve breakfast at 8, shooting competition at 9, and then there's a great luncheon, reception, and an auction from noon to 5. So it's an all-day event. I've been there for the last several years. As soon as I get off the radio, I take off over there. We've got a great team together. I've got Josh Raley, Captain Ryan Lambert, myself, and who's my other shooter? Oh, yeah, Chris LeCocq, the guy from Bayou Wild TV. So put your four-man team together and get signed up. And, you know, it's a laid-back kind of deal. Yeah, there's some really good shooters. There's some average shooters, and there's some poor shooters. But it's a lot of fun. It's at Stella Events and Adventures down in Braithwaite, Louisiana. Just Google it. Go to Gunning for a Cure. It'll take you to the website and show you how to get your four-man team signed up for a day of great food, and it's all for a very great cause. They raise funds for prostate cancer research with Tulane University. All right, when I come back right after this pause, I'm going to tell you about another one of our bad boys. Got caught doing what he wasn't supposed to. You'll have to pay the price. His story's next after we tell our local stations, tell you who they are and where they are along the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. A Pierre Part, Louisiana man has been cited for deer hunting violations while trespassing in Assumption Parish. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agents responded to a private landowner who reported that Mark Alvarado was caught deer hunting on his property without permission. Their investigation resulted in a confiscated rifle and charging the trespasser, who admitted taking two does with over the daily limit of deer, criminal trespassing, hunting without basic season and big game licenses, failing to comply with requirements, and taking illegal deer during an open season. All of which, if convicted, and that's very likely since he basically admitted his guilt to the agents, could result in criminal fines of $2,250 plus another $3,249 replacement value for civil restitution, making the total penalty of $5,499 and a possible 90 days in jail for 64-year-old Mark P. Alvarado of Pierre Part, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Yeah, he didn't miss too much there. He kind of covered all the bases. All right. We're going to come back right after this and talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. He should be fresh back from Mexico. We'll maybe have a little bit of a story of what went on there. And, boy, maybe he's enjoying this cold weather, pushing some ducks down in his area, down in Plaquemines Parish, and gathering the redfish up in some of the deep holes. We'll find out what's going on down in Burris at Cajun Fishing Adventures right after these messages on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Yeah, he throws plastic at the fish, and he throws plastic decoys out in the water to get ducks. That's why he's called the Plastic Man. In fact, we interrupt him briefly while he's putting his decoys out and loading his shotgun and getting his dog ready for a big day of duck hunting. What's the prospects, Ryan? Did this cold blast bring some new birds in?
Well, the water is extremely high, and when it does, it covers up the food source. With the wind blowing like that, the ducks will kind of hang toward the river a bit and kind of snuggle in. Like yesterday, they really didn't fly very well. We killed 40, but we had to work for them. I know that sounds bad to a lot of people that's not killing any ducks, but they just there's thousands of teal up there by the river, but it was very hard to get on them. The most I killed big ducks yesterday, so, you know, you just got to take it as you can get it. I'm setting out the decoys now, and it's blowing hard. If they fly, we'll kill them, because this line's limited out 5 out of 6 times, and yesterday I only missed it by a couple, so it's been real good on the north wind.
Well, you know, I often tell people you hunt out of what I call a dumpster, which is those floating blinds, and they've got high sides, all metal. You know, it could get down, get you out of the wind and stay kind of warm in there on a cold day like today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm on the outside, but all the customers are nice and warm on the inside. It's so stable to hunt out of. It's a great product.
So what kind of birds we expect to see today?
There's tons of pintails here. They didn't fly very well yesterday. I killed a few. I killed a bunch of redheads, canvasbacks. We got thousands of green wings. We got widgeons and gadwalls. We got just about everything but mallards, and we don't have too many spoonies either. Not that that's a bad thing. But it's good. Like, there's no birds in the sky right now. They just hunker down when it's like this, when it's high water and all. So we just got to wait on them and kill them.
Well, it's going to happen.
You know, I don't mind doing it. Oh, yeah, it's going to happen, and the fish is still good, but the river's coming up.
Who did it come up? I looked at the gauge. It was 10.7. I said, wait a minute. Is this a misprint? This has got to be wrong.
No. It jumped up, plus the wind's pushing some of that, too. So it's up right now, but it's okay. It's gonna fall back down a bit as long as it don't get too high and stay there. You know, I could, after the season and next week and I still got a lot of those big old bull reds I'm fishing on a fly rod, so I want to stay with that as long as, you know, it's hard to do with this coal anyhow, so we'll see. You know, every day is different. You just got to go out there and get with it.
Mm-hmm. So how did the Mexico trip go?
It was really good. Lots of pintails and redheads and quail and stuff. We didn't get to hunt the geese or the queen because they have a big wind like you need. So, you know, I had a really, really good redhead hunt. I had a really, really good pintail hunt, but we limited out in the morning, which is, that's a lot of birds in Mexico. So
yes,
it was
is.
Really good. Well, I got one more trip down there, and then I'll call it a week.
Mm-hmm. So, Sounds like you're a little out of breath. What's going on? Throwing them decoys, huh?
My nose is stopped up. I can't breathe. Two of the girls have COVID at home, and I'm just working it out. I went home from Mexico and got right in my truck and left.
Yeah.
So it's been a heck of a morning. I got a bunch of people out here today, and hopefully we'll bang them up pretty good.
How are the shotgun shells holding up?
It's hard to breathe.
How's the shells holding up? Boy, it's getting tough to find shotgun shells. I hope you stocked up early in the year.
Well, I got plenty. When people come, if they can't find them, I got plenty. I stocked up good. I probably got 15 or 20 more cases, so I'm good for the rest of the year. And get me through teal season next year, and, you know, it's time to fish now anyhow. Finish this week up. We got some big negative tides, but we got some northeast wind coming that could buck that tide, so I might be able to hunt a bit this week too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it goes to the end of the month, and that'll finally wrap it up. And I know how it gets this time of year with you guys, you and your boys, man. They've been out there day after day. It's brutal.
Yeah, it is, but it's what we do, buddy. You know,
yeah,
can't whine about it. Just what we do.
No, that's when you ask for it, that's for sure. They got people pay good money to do that kind of stuff, you know what I mean?
They do indeed. Bless your little heart, so much to say.
Yeah. Well, y'all try to stay dry, and hopefully y'all get some good shots and put some fish in the boat, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, buddy, we'll get him. We appreciate you.
All righty, CajunFishingAdventures.com. Always great talking to Ryan Lambert when he's out there in the duck boat, man. He's many years as he's been doing it, he keeps his passion, his excitement up for it. All right, we come back after this. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's coming up on Bayou Wild TV Season 8. Boy, we got some great stuff coming up. I'll give you some of the highlights. Also, if you'd like to send us a fishing report, hunting report, question, or comment, our text board's still open at 504 260-1870. We'll be back right after this pause where you listen to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, finally, daylight has arrived, and hopefully the sun will get up nice and high and warm it up a little bit. It's actually dropped a degree since I went on the air. It's now 27 degrees over here at St. Hubert's Cathedral. It is chilly out there. If you are headed out, exercise some extreme caution. You want to definitely stay dry and take all your precautions. It is the season for hypothermia. All right, speaking of seasons, Bayou Wild TV Season 8 is getting ready to kick off in the month of February. Can you believe it? 8 seasons already. And here are some of our episodes that you'll be seeing, and I'll give you the title of them and a little brief description. One is called One Shot Boone. This is a hunt of a lifetime with a young man named Boone Hoops, 7 years old. And I got to tell you, this feature ranks right up there with one of the top TV shows I've ever worked on, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. We also have a feature called It's Raining Geese. It's the Bayou Wild Arkansas Cajun Adventure up in Cajun Invasion, that is, looking for Arkansas geese with duck down guide service. We also have Fishing in a Vanishing Paradise, Fishing the Mr. Go. And John Foltz has his very special Black Eye Pea Shrimp recipe. That's a great one. Then the feature that we shot this week, Miss Louisiana Casting is a Blast. That's the hackberry duck hunt and the red fishing. Also, I'll be showing you my blackened redfish recipe on that episode. Then we have Champions of the Call. We got to make a duck hunt, or a goose hunt, that is, with a couple of calling experts. Hayden Richard, who was the new world duck calling champion from Louisiana, first time that's happened in 68 years, and Captain Mike Smith, who is a 5-time state duck calling champion. Another heartwarming story called Betsy the Wonder Dog. And if you are a dog person and you got a soft spot in your heart for dogs, you will love this feature. It's quail hunting with Betsy the Wonder Dog and the story of some of my relatives and their dog. You'll love that. Also, we're going to air fry some quail, too, which is pretty unique. There's also a feature going to be called Bison, Badlands, and Brotherhood. This is in South Dakota on another Cajun invasion, a Bad River Bucks and Bird, a pheasant hunt, and also get to see some of the real sights up there. I'll tell you what, South Dakota, not only is it a hunting mecca, it's also a lot of history up there. Those Badlands and the Custer Tour and state parks, it's a wonderful situation up there. And also you can, you know, go by and see a lot of the other historic posts that they have all across the state. It's a great state, South Dakota. Wonderful people up there, too. Then we also have the Pacific Sword Fight. This was a feature. Captain Martha Spencer and Chris went to San Diego and went out there and caught a swordfish in San Diego, of all places. And besides those episodes, we've still got lots to go. We're working on these each and every week, and we've got lots more features planned. But those are the highlights you'll see in February. And by the way, we've added some new channels and systems for you. Your View, you can watch us at Sundays at 9 p.m. and 6:30 on Thursday nights. That's YURVIEW. It's all across South Louisiana. Distributed by Cox. We're also not there yet, but it's coming soon on WBXH, Baton Rouge Channel 16 on Cox, Channel 39 on AT&T. It's also on the antenna. You can pick it up on 9.4 and 39.1. It's a sister station of WAFB. It's WBXH, and we'll be airing there at 5 p.m. on Sunday, starting very soon. And, of course, if you want to check it out where it is in your area, go to our website, which is BayouWildTV.com, and all the channel listings, the times, are listed there. And if you can't find it anywhere else, just turn on your iPhone or your computer and pull it up on YouTube, and you can watch the entire show. In fact, we've got all the episodes we've ever done are archived on the website. You can go back and enjoy them, the ones that you may have missed. All right, coming up next week, this time next Saturday morning, I will be with, not on the Martian Bayou, the Marsh and Bayou retail store on Florida Boulevard in Mandeville, Chris, Ben Tiblier, the whole crew over there. It's their pre-spring fling going to have special pricing on almost all the merchandise. We're going to give away some prizes. There'll be some free food from Double D and the M&B crew. Sazerac cocktails, maybe not this early, but a little later in the day. Aquistapace is going to have some sample tasting. We'll start you off with coffee and hot cocoa and some breakfast items. So come by. We'll be opening early at 5 a.m. Store closes at 5 p.m. Fly tying and fly fishing tips. You're also going to meet some reps from some of the companies. And if you've got questions about specific products, they're there to answer any questions for you. And pick up some really good fishing tips and information on several areas. Captain's Justin Bowles is going to be there. Captain David Alfonso from Shell Beach and Captain Casey Brunning, who fishes Delacroix. If you're interested in talking to those gentlemen and getting some tips and how to get started on fishing some of those areas, they know all the how-to, the where-to. They do it as a living. Again, it's going to be 5 to 5. We'll kick it off with the outdoor show. Marsh and, it's A-N-D, Bayou, Mandeville, Louisiana. Great little store. They've got a lot of the hard-to-find products. They've got some great apparel in there. They even sell kayaks. And one of the really neat things about that store, they have fiberglass reproductions of many of the state record fish that have been caught in Louisiana decorating the walls. Great folks, local people, come by and say hello. I'd love to see you there. We'll be doing the show live and direct, 5 a.m. from Marsh and Bayou next Saturday morning, so stop by. We'll have all our regular fishing reports, bad boys of the outdoors, all that stuff you and I love to talk about. In the meantime, stay warm, stay dry, enjoy the great outdoors, and even though it's chilly, get out there and participate. You know, it's just one of the four seasons that we have here in Louisiana. All right, we'll be back again next week, kicking off at 5 a.m. Hope you'll join us for our little two-hour journey into the great outdoors. We'll see you then with another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.